your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to the Corlin McKinney Economics Report featuring Jim McKinney. First of all, I want to say my heart goes out to the Feinstein family. How about you, Jim?
Yeah, I feel sad for Dianne Feinstein. You know, she passed away. It was announced on Friday, the 29th. She actually, this is the sad part about it. This is what really bothers me. These people that are so old that stay in power for whatever reason, they're still in Washington. They're still working up to where they're no longer mentally capable of doing things. But these staffers prop them up for the political power that they have. And people like Mitch McConnell, you know, he's not able to stand and speak at any, you know, without any problems anymore. Joe Biden, Dianne Feinstein, why would you want to go to the end of your life without being around family or about be around people that love you? And anyway, to me, it's a very sad state that people are willing to hold on to power so long. It's not like they're going to take it with them. And unfortunately, that's what happened. And now they're going to scramble to get that seat back in the Senate because that makes it an equal number of seats between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. And that would be a problem for the Democrats.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I think as a human being, she really stuck to her principles. But in my opinion, as you know and as the audience knows, many of her principles were things that I disagreed with. Jeremy, let's go on after giving what I think is a pretty good, I don't want to say eulogy because it was not a eulogy, but a pretty good, I want everybody to know that we are really sorry for the Feinstein family that Ms. Feinstein passed away recently. Jim, let's talk a little bit about the impeachment that happened yesterday.
Yeah, so like the debate, there's a lot of kabuki theater going on in Washington right now. And this impeachment inquiry that's been opened up by Jim Comer and, of course, Jim Jordan and the Republicans.
Right.
They laid out fairly significant indicators of fraud and corruption through factual documentation of bank records, of communications between Biden family members and between communications with other groups. And of course, they've got witnesses and business partners that show that Joe Biden lied about his relationships with Hunter Biden's businesses. So they made the case very strongly. But here's the problem, Al. None of the mainstream media is reporting on it. So ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, you know, the whole Microsoft organization, you're not seeing anything online that talks about the specifics in the impeachment inquiry. Your very brief, you know, little sub comments about it. And what that means is that most Americans aren't going to see the facts behind it. And they're going to believe the manipulation and the lies that say, hey, there were no facts behind it.
Right.
Which is a sad, very sad state of the media and shows how corrupt they are in supporting Democratic policies and not doing their job as actually holding government accountable to the people.
Yeah, I think it's a real shame that our, I mean, as I mentioned at the bottom of the last daily editorial that I posted, it's a real shame when you really have to question how much trust you can put into your government. It really is a shame. I know that Jim Jordan did, I'm sure he did, a very good job. I will do what I can to post that. I know it'll be on YouTube, and I'll do what I can to post that on the site. Jordan is doing a hell of a job, a hell of a good job, but nobody, it's not going anywhere, which is, I would have to say, a result of the media coverage, Jimmy, which is pretty much non-existent. I have to really wonder, and I wonder this when I watched Jordan the last time on YouTube, what really is going to happen to the Republican Party, God forbid, if something should happen to him and if something should happen to the current Speaker of the House, I think the party will really be in trouble. Jimmy, do you have an opinion on that?
Well, these changes happen over a long period of time. And what you're seeing is a rise in Americans that are fed up with the corruption inside D.C. They're fed up with the rise of power by very influential corporations,
yeah,
investment companies, BlackRock, Fidelity, State Street, that actually own the leadership in D.C. Americans are fed up with it. The question is of how much control will they have? Over time, these things erode. Donald Trump, Kevin McCarthy, you know, Mitch McConnell, Joe Biden, none of these issues, none of these individuals actually drive the outcomes that the people begin to feel. So there will be somebody that fills in for each one of these people, you know, no matter what.
Of course there will.
So the Republican Party is moving away from an elitist country club party to a more populist, take care of the working class Americans and individual rights and freedoms.
Right.
That's not going to change.
No.
What will change is how much pressure the institutions, the deep state, and the corporations put to control those people that are trying to reach back and get their freedoms back, get their taxes back. That's the problem in America right now. This impeachment inquiry is only a starting point. It's not going to go anywhere if they don't actually get some media attention. That's the reality, because the Democrats have been very clear that they will lie straight up to people's faces and say that there is no factual evidence, that this is a lie, as they did with the Trump. Remember, the Trump impeachment in 2019 was wall-to-wall coverage, full-on coverage by all the networks all day long. They're not doing anything like that, even though the 2019 entire impeachment was a fabricated phone call, you know, highlighted by, you know, false narratives. And of course, with Ukraine. And then, of course, at this point, you know, we've got a lot of documentation.
We got to close, as you know, Jim, in close to a minute. But I have to say, I'm really glad that particular impeachment that you're discussing right now failed in spades.
Well, yeah, and of course, then you have the second impeachment effort after the January 6th events to try to very rapidly do that. And, you know, it just shows the level of disdain that the institutional parties have for the American vote.
Right.
That's what's so disturbing and undermining. But let me just finish this up in the last 30 seconds here. The Republicans are attempting to undermine the leader of the party, Donald Trump, who's trying to represent the people and has the vast majority of the support. So the institutions of the Republican Party are trying to tube him, while the Democratic Party are trying to tube anybody that would protect, you know, that would go after Joe Biden. So they're keeping everybody else out of the event. What a contradiction. What a sad state of affairs in America when you see it that way.
Big difference, Jimmy. Big difference. We had to take a top of the hour news break right now.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.